In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, Beverly Hills 90210 fans. Stop what you're doing right now, because it's time to dive deep into 90 News. All the latest news and rumors coming out of your favorite zip code. With your hosts, Pete Ferrero and Melanie Rose. Oh my God, I can't believe what I just heard.
Well, it is Friday, and here we are back again on 90 News. Wow, I thought this week's... first of all, Melanie, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. Happy Friday. My kids are going on spring break next week. Rocking this sweet new headband, courtesy of Kelly Parker and Kristen McIsaac. Shout out to them, and thank you for sending me such cute headwear. I appreciate it.
I want to say, too...
How are you?
What's that?
How are you?
Something. I'm on the East Coast, so take it for what you will, depending on how you look at it. It's wonderful. I was gonna say, I love Kelly. I love Kristen as well, but Kelly is such a huge baseball fan, and so Yes. She usually comes to our After Dark Zoom chats through Patreon, which anybody can sign up for on Patreon. And she always usually talks about some baseball stuff. And I know me, Charles, and Larry, like, kind of love, and yourself, we love having that chat, even though it has nothing to do with 90210, but we catch up each other on, our teams and all that stuff. So I missed her this week, Kelly.
Yeah, she was babysitting. I texted her during the After Dark, and she was unable to be there. But she is a huge Red Sox fan, as I am as well. So it's nice to have all this baseball stuff, and it'll be great discussion for next week for our spring training episode.
Well, please tell her don't ever miss an After Dark Zoom again.
I will let her know, Pete. Yes.
Okay. So, hey, what's going on? What's the first thing that's happening?
First things first, we are going to bring on Charles Rosen, and we've got a couple things to talk about with him, including we're going to start with a recap of this week's Wednesday show. So, Charles, what did you think about this week's show?
It was more fun than a barrel of monkeys. It was really was for me. I said so while we were doing it that, you know, I got to reconnect with some of my favorite crew people over the years. You know, Diane Kennedy was a lifesaver, because in the same way with Paul Wagner, they worked with the cast, and she had the toughest job working with the cast, which was close from in the high school years.
Yeah,
I think it improved a little bit in the college years and Molly's tenure, but, you know, by degrees. But Diane really had a thing. And then my buddy Drew Kinney, you know, he and Tom. And Drew reminded me of something. And, you know, why do I have this connection with these two guys? Well, because their office was right before you opened the door to get to the stage. Which is stage two, which is where the Peach Pit was. That's why when Drew said, oh, when Joey came out, he always hung out in the art department. It's a big enough room, and it was right there. And they were always, I could always tell how a director's prep was going by how worried Tom was.
You know? I love that.
And I knew when Tom wasn't worried, I should be worried. No, that's a joke. That's a joke. Not true. But, you know, it was the art department was really, as you know, was really important to us. And so certainly our friend Jill Henkel was a big key part of that. We're sorry, Gary Antonista, your props, where are you? We're sorry you don't feel like doing it right now. We understand. And if anyone knows Gary and is hearing this, you can let him know that we all miss him and wish him the best.
We want him so badly to do the show. I want to do something with that whole group, that whole department. I don't know, maybe for Patreon, because they're just so much. They have so many stories about creating these items and
stuff. Well, the set deck, particularly Joe Henkel's department, with a lot of the people who are real active in the double up community, we're all from that department. We're all from props.
Yeah. Hey, it was fun to learn this week from Drew that the 3D model video was just from a bunch of different tapes, like to find the right one that they liked the best. It was, he really gives some good insight.
You know, and I forgot something that he pointed out. And I know that when I was doing various shows, pilots and things and other shows that I was on in the late 90s, he mentioned that the video came from France. And France, ahead of even whatever technology was available here in the United States, France went farther and faster.
Right.
And really came to LA and set up shop and showed some really interesting things, like the first time that you could have somebody live in you know, with the virtual content and stuff like that, and be interactive, and just a lot of things that were so cool and were expected to become part of production.
Right.
All came out of France, and I had forgot how far in terms of new media the French were. So vive la France.
Love it. Hey, you also wanted to show you, you had sent me for this week's episode some yearbook photos, because you spoke about the Beverly Hills class and all that stuff, and I think it's important that we mention some of that. So here are some pictures that you gave us, right?
So this is Greg Finley, and Greg was the one who played Scott Scanlon's father. Mm. Greg was a very interesting man. He actually was a Marine, and possibly a Green Beret. I think possibly he went to Vietnam. He fought, came back, and picked up his world as an actor again, and was really so talented and so commanding. He's who, those of you who watched it, when Carol White talked about him being the lead of Carnival at high school, and a beautiful, beautiful voice. And he was part of the class of 65, which, although Greg was leads of the show, had some other actors and people that really, really carved out a career to become household names.
Yeah. And fans will know him from the episode on 90210, right? With the
Scott Scanlon's father. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, which we're going to cover. Yes, everybody, calm down. Okay, and then we have who's all this?
Well, this is the group of people. They called themselves, and no jokes, but yes, these were the high school ed clubs, and this one was the Thespians. A lot of women in there, I know, but no joke. Some of them were my really good friends of my sister. This one in the front there, that Tina Schnee, her father was a huge screenwriter. I had such a crush on her. She was at Hawthorne School with my sister, is Greg Finley. And this guy over here, Paul Rabouin, became like right-hand post-production for everything X-Files and with that whole group. But it was the key people who were too cool to be in this picture that I wanted to. And the beautiful Julie Cobb is right there in the front there. That's Lee J. Cobb's daughter, Lee J. Cobb being the heavy. And she's had a great career. You know, it's really exciting when, you know, Pete and Larry find these actresses. And I go, oh, well, how are they doing? And you look at him, and like the one that we had, like Liz Vesey, she did our show and never stopped working. And there were a lot of them that we've had like that. Remember Nicole Parker, who played in the shoplifting episode.
That's
really,
right.
Really firm, beautiful resumes. But the two guys we got to talk about who were in the class of 65, Beverly Hills, Vicki Dreyfuss and Albert Brooks, who didn't
allow actors.
Then he had another name. His father, Albert Brooks's father, was a well-known radio figure named Park Your Carcass. if Albert's a little, you know, the way he is, if you got a father named Park Your Carcass, you can understand.
I love it. Good stuff. All right, what else do we have to cover? Oh, there's one more picture here.
That's the beautiful Julie Cobb.
Yeah.
Nice. My sister, Carol, who was in class of 65 and furnished them, also very, very attractive. And that's just not a brother saying that. And she also was nominated for Princess of the School, which was in the basketball. But Julie won that year, and she very beautiful and as the queen. And this is would be the equivalent of what Kelly Taylor won in Spring Dance.
I was just thinking that. That's funny. I was just going to say that she has a little Kelly Taylor. Yeah, that's great. What else you got, Melanie?
Well, I was reading on Sherry Weiss's Teen Drama Links this week that Lindsay got some recognition in Entertainment Weekly. Did you catch that article, Charles?
I was told about it. You know, Sherry is our Paul Revere sometimes. So she told me, and I was over at my daughter's house yesterday playing with my little granddaughter, Helen B. Oh. And Lindsay says, and I asked her about it, and she, because I thought it was going to be talking about the fact that when Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist comes back, the episode that will bring you back will be written by Lindsay Rosen. So I thought that was, I believe so. I might be wrong, but I believe that's the case. But this was about the one pilot she had done called Cruel Intentions, based on the movie. Mm. I wonder if any of our fans ever got to see, I know that Leon Yops got to see Cruel Intentions, the musical, live in Chicago.
Right.
She came as, we had already become friends, and she had come as our guest. Mm-hmm. And that was in, I guess that was in 2019, February 2019. And Cruel Intentions, the musical, was just a trip. If you were in for the 90s, Lindsay has a real facility of using 90s music, having people speak, and then sing the song, and the song moves the plot.
Right.
So I saw the movie. I saw the television pilot. Cruel Intentions, the musical, was better. And for those, and if you don't believe me, DM Leanne Yops.
I'm going to do that. We're Facebook friends. I'll check it out.
You just always usually tell everyone to DM Melanie, you know? DM Melanie, let her deal with it. I'm just kidding.
Good times in the DMs.
Yeah. What else we got going on?
Well, Charles had actually sent me an article this week when the news was breaking about Tori Spelling, talking about Ryan Seacrest and a certain regret that she had from back in the early 2000s when Ryan had actually appeared in the last season of the show. Charles, what was your take on the article where Tori revealed that she wishes she had slept with Ryan Seacrest back then, because then she'd be a Kardashian?
Do I have a clip of this, Melanie?
We do have a clip of that, Pete. Yes.
Is this a Tori Ryan Seacrest? Is that, let's see.
Yep, that is
Tori
the one.
Tori Spelling says she regrets not sleeping with Ryan Seacrest when she had the chance. Okay, that's a headline I didn't see coming this morning. Tori was playing a version of Never Have I Ever on Ease Overserved with Lisa Vanderpump when she made this very naughty confession.
Okay, Tori, next question. Which celebrity should you have slept with that you didn't?
Ryan Seacrest. It was when he first started, and like, I didn't know. I was on 90210, and no, I was like, oh, up. Whatever. I would have been dating up. I could be a Kardashian right now.
Your take on that, Charles?
Kardashians get divorced a lot, don't they?
They do. And, you know, speaking of divorce, Tori has been spotted out without her wedding ring on, and fans are speculating her and Dean might be splitting. So, well, interesting timing.
Hope that's not the case. But, you know, sometimes the Kardashians, you know, yes, you'd like their bank account, but maybe not their lives.
Sure.
Even though they look made up to look so glamorous. I did. There was one thing, and listen, I understand it. I did live radio for 2 years in Boston when I was at WBUR. I understand the interview process when you get caught up in something and you want to give the answer in that. But I took, I went, ooh, that's not right. When she basically said she, you know, that implied that Ryan Seacrest was kind of a non-entity before he did 90210. Mm. Ryan Seacrest was the number one DJ in Los Angeles.
Right.
He had replaced a guy named Rick Dees. Dees in the morning with Dees Sleaze.
Right.
And it was all Hollywood stuff. And this Mr. Spelling listened to that show regularly, as did most of Los Angeles. It was the number one radio show at the time. This was before, and radio has changed so dramatically. Now the top three stations are all Spanish, and you know, the Spanish stations, Spanish music stations. Mm-hmm. But and talk, maybe talk stations too. But it was number one. So, you know, as much fun as she has, and maybe she has that regret with him, I just wanted to say, you know, Ryan Seacrest, if Ryan Seacrest owes his success to anyone, he owes his success to Ryan Seacrest, because Ryan Seacrest caught Dick Clark's eye. He got to become part of the late night.
Yeah.
And now he's just a regular figure. And I was excited to find out. I never knew he was a 90210 fan. So,
yeah,
yeah, he was on the show. Pete, actually, let's play the clip. Charles, you've probably never seen the clip before.
So no, never seen this clip. Nope.
Let's show it.
I'm surprised that he's going to watch it. All right, this is it. This is Seacrest on 90210. Yep.
From the year 2000, season 10.
Yep.
Well, number two. First question. Matt, you can put your headphones on there. Kelly, aside from the bedroom, what's your fiance's favorite place to make whoopee?
In Matt's law office.
Yeah, right. Nice try, oh, Donna.
Aside from the bedroom, what's your favorite place to make whoopee?
In my office.
Yeah, that's right. 50 points and a tie game. Very nice.
All right, I'm not gonna make her sit, suffer through
we
all
we
that.
Got the point. It's cool. So yeah, Ryan was on Beverly Hills 90210.
Yes. You know who also was who's the other wasn't Shadow Stevens on 90210 too? I think one of the seasons. Is that might be a Larry.
Well, not with me. That sounds like a Larry. You gotta ask Larry that.
I will.
You know, he's coming on to talk about our Story Slam, which we both love. The one thing is, Ryan Seacrest was on the show. But so was Alex Trebek, you know. I mean, right. He didn't really, it wasn't that much anger. There was no story arc coming up on that.
Right, no. But listen, it's always fun to, I think, you know, Tori gets caught up in the moment when she does some of these things.
That's all I'm saying, yeah. By the way, you know, if splitting up or not, I mean, I find, and, you know, I'm an old man, so what's the difference? But she's looking pretty good these days.
Incredible.
She's taking care of herself. She looks great. And I like seeing her back in the public eye, because doing more than just her Monday night show.
Yeah, she's so beautiful. I mean, she's a beautiful person. So much love, Tori.
I mean, she did ask you to a prom, Pete. Did she not?
She did.
So maybe anytime, she is single. I don't know.
Tori, anytime you want to go to the prom or just for drinks, I'm good with that. Okay.
So this doesn't mean that you're jumping off of Team Claire, right?
Never. I'm a Claire forever. Yeah.
All right. Just want to clarify. Clarify. Before the rumors start.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yes. Looking forward to this week too, Chuck. I want to just mention we're talking sports. It's going to be pre-recorded for everybody, so it's not going to be a live show. But we're digging up some fun people for this one, so this should be.
Now, did you see, and as a prelude to me, I just want to ask you guys, I just sent you something, a new plaque that I hung up in my, my bunker down here.
Ooh, I just pulled it up.
My son gave me for my birthday in January. That I think is very appropriate for what we're doing. You see it, Mel?
I see it. I see the Dodgers, 7-time World Series champions. We've got some World Series picks on there.
Can you text
some ticket stubs.
You too.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, I thought absolutely. I said you too, but
it's in your email, Pete.
Okay, yeah. I can pull it. Let's see.
Yes. Cool. That's very nice. What a thoughtful gift. I love that.
Yeah, I got a thoughtful son. That's for sure. Hi, Avery. So I'm really looking forward to it. I know we're going to touch on all the sports we did, hopefully, but really focus on the Little League episode, spring training, which got a lot of stories behind it. And at the same time, look a little closer at that that fun subplot that we just kind of didn't even pay any attention to when we did the Dreams of Dylan McKay.
Right.
Which has to do with flag football at California University. So that's what we'll be doing. Getting ready for spring. And there it is.
The item that you were talking about. That's a very
cool.
Times world champion. And that's just the light that's stuck in the middle of it.
That's all right.
Because I don't know how to take pictures.
We forgive you.
Okay, well, thanks.
All right.
We'll see you Tuesday, Pete.
That's right. Sounds good. All right. Okay. We will
see you. Bye, Mel. Have a good weekend.
Bye, Charles. Thanks. You too.
All right. All right, that was fun. Yeah, a lot of good
stuff. Was. Hey, and you know, we have one more Ryan Seacrest story, right? It's a super heavy Ryan Seacrest week this week. Do you have the clip for that? He was talking on his show yesterday about Jason Priestley and a DM that he had sent Jason over a year ago. And then Jason finally replied yesterday. So,
okay, let's hear what that was.
And Erica, who's on our staff, been on our staff for a while.
Yeah.
She was on jury duty and she said, oh my gosh, you won't believe who's on jury duty with me. Brandon Walsh from Beverly Hills 90210, Jason Priestley.
I do remember this like it was
forever ago.
So I grew up obsessed.
It feels like yesterday.
With Beverly Hills 90210. And of course, Jason Priestley is and was a god. So I said, oh my gosh, you know, years later, I met Jason. He's a great guy. I'll DM him and tell him that you saw him and maybe we can, you guys can say hi or you both call in or I don't know.
Right, I did.
So I said, here was the DM. And I'm not good on a DM on the fly.
When did this happen?
This happened back January 8th of 2020, so 442 days ago, so more than a year ago. My DM was, hey, JP, my colleague had jury duty and said she saw you. We're talking about on the radio show right now. If you want to call in, talk soon. Talk soon, I say. Right.
Talk soon.
Well, that was the wrong way to end it. Talk in 442 days. So he responded, just responded yesterday. He says, hey, Ryan, just seeing this. How are you, buddy?
Love that. I thought that was really cute. I was driving in the car and it came on and my son says, Mom, they're talking about 90210. You have to add this to the news this week. And that's I was great. Like, thank you, son. You're so on top of my
Your son is here. On it. He's yes. a future producer for this yes. 90 News.
Absolutely.
By the way, Sisney is so cute. I just dig her on that show.
She is. That move she did, you know, I don't know what that was, but that was supportive, like, animated.
Those are my people. Like, 90210 now.
Right? Yes. I was surprised she didn't mention the OMG podcast, you know, when they were talking 90210.
I don't know anything about that. I'm just. All right, let's bring on Larry. Larry Don Mullins, yes. Our roving reporter.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, guys. Good to see you.
You too.
What's going on in the world of roving reporting?
You know, I've got to do errands today, which I really don't like. I don't like to have, now that this whole pandemic has got me so sedentary by the beach here that if I have to leave, I already get stressed, you know?
Yeah.
So I've got to plan it out. Where am I going to park? How am I going to do this? It's like overwhelming, really.
First world problems,
Larry.
I just usually
go to the pot store and then the workout place, and that's it. I mean, now I got to add a fucking UPS thing and other things. And it's like, whoa, shit, I got to plan it out, you know? Man. Other things I do well. Storytelling I'm fine with. But
I would love to follow that. Yeah. Like, that feels like a doc in itself.
A day in the life of Larry Mullen.
Small little mini short. Following you, those various like the UPS store. Yeah,
that's true.
We did watch you get some frozen yogurt during the After Dark Zoom, which got huge ratings in the chat.
Oh, that was good. That worked out.
You can actually see me there fine.
It was amazing.
I delivered to Chuck. That's right. Was Chuck on it too? I was able to hold the camera. I'm not a very good cameraman.
Maybe
my wife was very resentful. She said, why am I doing this thing? What are you doing? You're high. You're driving. You're talking. I was inspired by Brian Austin Green, you know.
I got it.
Pull it off, but I, you know.
We're going in now.
All right.
Oh, this is great. You're going to give him your order right here via the After Dark. This is great.
Let's see. Do you want the usual? Medium? Hi. You want to order your stuff?
Yes. Can I get a large half?
See, here we are here. Yeah.
Anybody ever
penguins?
Been in a penguins?
This is Adia's a connoisseur, and she likes this penguin very much.
Well, Larry, just have a vanilla with sprinkles will be fine.
You have two back.
Wait a second, Chuck. So what do you want again, Chuck?
Like vanilla mixed in with something else, not strawberry and sprinkles.
Okay.
Definitely sprinkles.
I'll get you a small, otherwise Karen might kill me.
So when you pull up, you'll come out. The camera on me, and I'll come It'll back and have it. And
like I'm an Uber Eats guy.
You could be an Uber Eats guy.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to drive careful.
There's Chuck. He's got his package. There he is. Okay. And Chuck has there. He's got pants on. See, no problem.
God.
All right. I'm hold on. Oh, that was good. So he delivered live. There we go.
Thank God. Get us out of this fucking sun.
Well, I have to go to the
yeah, that was the street. You could have gone back.
People can hear you yelling.
You know, you mentioned storytelling a minute ago, Larry, and you are here to talk about Story Slam
90210. Pete, have you got any design on that yet? I want to say
Story Slam. Not yet. I'm working on it though. So here we go.
We got to get the t-shirt design on that.
Yeah, it's got to be like.
This is a game. We're asking people to play with us. We've never done anything like this. It's like a story plus one, because the plus one is the character you're going to add into an existing 90210 story. And I was thinking of mine as I was waiting here. You know, I had a couple of dark ones, but for some reason I'm having a dark day. You know, I kind of was hanging out with like Colin and stuff, and, you know, I was kind of there for the rape and didn't do anything, you know, and then I felt really bad about it. But forget that one.
Right.
The one I started flashing on was, you know, I got cast as Brick. in Cat in the Hot Tin opposite Brenda. You know, this is a story that nobody knows. I mean, and I'm totally infatuated. I get to kiss her for one thing.
Right.
And the thing that really is key is that after she goes, I mean, actually, in audition, I get to kiss her. But after she goes to, and I meet her, I think what happens is I meet her at the audition. We had to have a cute meet and whatever. And she'd never really seen me before. I'm actually new. I don't live in California. You know, I've come from the Midwest, but I'm an actor too. So I'm pretty good. And I got the part. Randall saw that. Randall saw that. But anyway, after she goes to see Randolph in that room where everyone thinks she got the part, she comes to my place. That's why she did really late. I spend the night with her. It's fantastic. And then she blows me off. Anyway, but we've worked on that story, Chuck and I. You know, if you have that story, the whole idea is you're going to throw that to us, and we're just going to play with you, like in an improv way, how we would tell stories. And we'd say, this thing sucked, and then we'll have some good ideas. You'll have a good idea. And by the end of it, we'll build up a story with a beginning, a middle, and end. This is how we're playing Story Slam. And then in the end, I think there's going to be a little bit of competition. Two people, right? What's happening with that?
Yeah, I think there's going to be some competition. And I know that Melanie is not telling me much, but she said that there's going to be some fun anniversary vibes happening throughout this episode, because it is our 1 year anniversary show as well. So there's going to be some fun stuff happening. And that is Melanie Rose's department. I am not included in any of that. So
yes, I have some surprises up my sleeve.
We wanted to do a real fan-oriented show. That was the whole thing. Just to open it up to the fans and throw some ideas around what they like or whatever.
I know
You have to send the video to Melanie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So what you have to do to get involved is just send a 30-second video, DM it. Listen, if it's easier for you to write this thing out, write it out. It's fine. It doesn't have to be a video. Send it to us via DM at any of our social media, or just send it to Melanie.
At Media Melanie.
And we're going to pick the best ones. I could confirm one person is definitely going to be winning, has won a slot because she came up with it. Sadie has got to be, you know, one of the people that comes on. She's one person that she invented this whole Story Slam thing. So, Thaddy, if you're listening, you have been selected. You are in. You do not need to do anything further.
Yes. She's booked. She's confirmed.
BH, of course. Thaddy's from BH. Belo Horizonte in Brazil.
Yes. She's so lovely. I love her. She's great.
Yes. And, hey, really quick, you know, with the anniversary show, I am planning a couple of surprises that are, you know, fan-oriented. So if you're a fan and you're watching and you'd like to be involved in one of our surprise things we're doing, email me, mediamelanie@gmail.com, or DM me on Instagram at mediamelanie. Same thing on Twitter, mediamelanie. So reach out, I'll get you the info, and it's going to be a great show. I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see what all that is, but I don't know anything about that. So, no. You know, you're talking about Roy Randolph before. I was thinking maybe, like, what if somebody wanted to be Eddie's child? You know, Eddie.
Whoa. Right? Wow, that's outside the box.
Right. You know, what if you wanted to be Eddie's child and you tell us that person's life? You know, we don't know much about Eddie. We know he's Roy's assistant, right?
He picks up the leftovers, I think.
So, guys, just let you know, have some fun with this. Don't stress it. It's not going to be, you know, listen, you're not being graded. Larry might grade. You might grade.
No, he does like to rate things, that's for sure. Kisses, yeah. Et cetera.
Well, rated some things, yeah. Yeah, I think it's just a chance to kind of play with all our 90210 knowledge, and let's just have some fun with mixing it up. It's just a mix-up, you know, is what we're doing.
Yes. So make sure you DM us, write it, or video. Just tell us your story, and we are excited. Are you excited to go throw back to sports? I'm curious. We're covering sports this week, Larry.
Well, I've never seen the spring training episode, so that'll be fun. And then, yeah, I mean, you know, Chuck and I are both really avid sports fans. And, you know, I've got baseball on right now. The Red Sox are winning 2-1.
Nice.
There was a home run by Jeter Downs, who came over in the Mookie Betts trade, so that's always positive.
Nice.
And UCLA basketball on Sunday, 4:15 Pacific Coast time. It's going to be pretty exciting. You know, they're in the Sweet 16. So we're big, big, big sports fans.
We are. And, you know, we had a chance to actually visit the baseball diamond where spring training was filmed when we did our locations tour. So maybe we'll play that clip, too.
Definitely going to play that. Fun. We're going to be looking for as many clips.
I spent, you know, 12 years in Little League. I was president of Santa Monica Little League also, but I was also on the board and coached many teens. Both my sons were pitchers. It was the greatest time of my life, really, coaching my sons.
Very cool. That's
awesome.
Also, just to all of our fans, if you guys can find David Gale, it would be very helpful. So please, if any of
us... Oh, yeah. You're giving a sneak peek on April 14th. When
April
we're doing
14th, we're going to be doing something with from Las Vegas, or Larry and Charles will be in Las Vegas, and we're putting this thing together. If anybody knows where David Gale is, anyone. And
please.
So ask somebody. Especially anyone in the Tampa area, because we believe he lives in Tampa, right? I mean, we're pretty certain of that.
Well, his Twitter says Paris.
What?
His Twitter says Paris.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So we can get out of Leona. Paris. Yeah, we have some Paris fans. We have Paris fans.
Yeah, it's got to hunt him down.
I don't think so, though. I think he must be like a speech therapist in Tampa. It's just taking a wild guess here.
I don't know. Yeah, but he doesn't answer our calls. So, you know, we need some extra help. We're calling in the troops.
Maybe
here.
We
so.
Have to...
Bombard his... Listen, okay, here's what you're going to do. This has worked before. Bombard his Twitter. Just guys, get the troops out and just hit David Gale up to the point where he has to look at his Twitter and be like, what's going on with my phone? Why do I have 50 tweets here?
What's his Twitter handle?
I think it's David Gale LA. Let me just verify that.
David Gale LA. And you're right. It does say Paris, France on there. Interesting.
Okay, so David Gale LA is his Twitter. He's got an Instagram too. You guys are good at scoping out and finding him.
Yeah.
Just bombard.
Right now, we need to.
Just bombard
ASAP.
April 14th, we need David Gale. So seriously, whoever can make it happen, maybe they can come on the show. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
T-shirt, come on the show. Whatever it is you
T-shirt.
Want. We're happy
T-shirt,
to give
whatever.
You.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but just get us David Gale. Thank you. All right.
All right. I think we're good with Larry. And, you know, we've still got some more news to go. So, Larry, thank you for joining.
Do not bombard Dina Meyer.
Do not ever do that. No, you will get shut down very fast.
Do not do that. Okay, cool.
Sorry about that. Okay, guys, it's good to see you. All the news that's fit and lit, and I'm out of here.
All right.
Bye, Larry. Thank you.
All right. That's fun. So hopefully we can get David Gale on the show. That's really important to me. That's a topic that I feel like there are certain people like we really, really want on the show. And some will do it. Some may not. You know what I mean? But then there are some guest stars that it's like, we need that person is critical. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yep. You know, getting Gil Myers was my favorite because he answered the phone. He was super nice, very conversational. We had a chance to chat. He was so excited to come on. I wish everybody would be more like Mark Kiley, but you
That's
know,
right. Yes.
Can't win them all.
Okay. I wish everybody was like Kathleen Robertson.
Oh, well, she's sweet too.
Yeah. Yes. The sweetest.
I mean, we like most everybody.
I don't really
right?
like to. Like I don't like let a moment go by without saying something really sweet about her. So that's just what happened there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What else do we have? We have a lot of things happening. Speaking of Kathleen, is it okay if I show this?
It is. She posted this Instagram picture and you know, put the Canadian flag in there and said, you know, I mean, which basically is just saying Canada's beautiful. And it is. This is a picturesque photo. Love it. Looks like a canoe out there. I'm a big watercraft fan myself, more kayaking, but nice picture. So thanks, Kathleen.
Yeah, she's and she takes great photos as well. So there's another compliment.
She does. Yeah. She sure does. Absolutely. Hey, before we move on to some of our other topics, I wanted to also, oh my God, you read my mind. Pete, we are like same brain sometimes. It's so great.
I know. I knew where we were going. I knew where we were going before we even went there. Isn't that crazy?
It is. I love our connection.
Crowd
so
River?
Great.
Crowd River? What is it?
CrowdPur. So CrowdPur is a platform where the trivia is automated through this really cool program. And Sherry actually does this quarterly, but we've decided to team up and do a very comprehensive 1 hour long or so trivia night, April 23rd. We've got registration up now at 90210hunts.com. And we've posted the links on all of the 90210 Hunts social media profiles. So check it out. It's $10 to play. We've got all kinds of great prizes. It's going to be super fun. And it is on April 23rd. So everybody go and sign up now and we'll see you April 23rd.
Hey, Melanie, that's at 90210hunts.com.
It sure is 90210hunts.com. Yes, it's right. Under the trivia tab. So just go to 90210hunts, click on that trivia tab at the top and sign up. Like I said, it's only $10 and the prizes are great. So totally worth it.
Listen, everybody watching, get David Gale and sign up for this thing. Because it's going to be a lot of
Two
fun. And also, right. But also, it's just, you know why it's really good? Because this is going to be a good trivia. The 90210hunts.com trivia, and Sherry, they handle shit the right way.
You know, this is going to be a lot of fun. And to note, Charles and Larry actually contributed trivia questions. So there are actually some questions from directly from the writers, which kind of sets us apart from some of the other ones as well. So and they're difficult. They're tricky. So
let me ask you, how does this work? Is it a Zoom? It's a Zoom?
No. So you won't even see us. So we send a link on the day of the event, and it takes you right to the trivia platform, CrowdPer, and it's all automated. So you don't have to see us talking or whatever. It's all just very easy to do. You don't need to be logged into any video platform. It's super easy. You can play on your smartphone, your computer, iPad, whatever device you want. You better play, Pete. I better see your name come through.
I'm not going to play because I'll win. Like I did, we do Tuesday trivia on.
I don't think you would win, honestly. Like some of these questions are pretty difficult. Maybe we'll drop some hints here and there, you know, leading up to it. But some of them are pretty tricky.
So God, I
love sign up. 90210hunts.com.
I love everything that you've got going on, Melanie. It's always good stuff. So always support. Oh. And listen, also, let me just say this. Media Melanie on Instagram, right?
That's me. Yes. Yeah. Follow head her. Over and follow. You know, I post all kinds of good stuff.
You might fall head over heels for her. What do I know?
I mean, who knows who's sliding into my DMs, right? I know. Maybe you know because I've told you, but you know. Good times. Good times on the Insta.
Yes. It's always fun. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
How about this?
Oh, yes. So Jason Priestley and Jennifer Grant, they teamed up and are doing a podcast skit comedy thing. It's called Colette. It benefits the Actors Fund, and it's through the Pack Podcast, which is a spoken word series presenting short comedies written and directed by Emmy nominated Drama Desk winner Eugene Pack. So Jason posted this yesterday, and how great is it to see him and Celeste reuniting in some form all these years later? So
I wonder when they recorded this. You know what I mean? I'm curious to find that out. I'll ask Jennifer. Or yes. Jason, maybe we can get them on or one of them on to talk about it next week on the news to plug it. I didn't have enough time this week, but maybe I'll reach out and see if we can get one of them on. But boy,
yeah, that'd be great. I can't wait.
She just looks more and more beautiful every time I see her.
She does. It's amazing how these people don't age. I mean, Liz Vassy, great example of that. I mean, she looked so stunning on this week's show. And I mean, there's been many others, right? Ariel, Carrie.
Tori Spelling looks incredible.
Tori, I mean, everybody. It's amazing. You know who we need to see who also looks incredible would be Tiffany.
Oh,
who is Tiffany? Not on yet, but that's okay.
Let's see. Is this where you're going with this?
Yes. So Tiffany, a couple different things this week. First, she's going to be on the premiere of Celebrity Sleepover. It does. You know, it's hosted by Johnny Bananas, who was on the Real World Challenge show. I used to watch that years ago. This premieres April 3rd on NBC, and Tiffany's on the premiere show. They play a game of food dares, and it looks pretty cool. So I believe we have a clip of that also.
Are they all staying in a house together, or is it all virtual?
No, it's all virtual, and I believe they have one celebrity on each episode, so they're not all together. Yeah. So Tiffany will be on the premiere, and that will focus just on her with Johnny Bananas. And I do think we have a clip, so we can show that if we want to.
Yeah, is it Tiffany Twinkie? Is that the clip? Or let's see.
I don't know about Twinkie, but yes, this is it.
Wiener sandwich. Split it down the middle.
Oh, God. Stop it.
Yes.
Wiener.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
This is happening, Tiffany. This is happening.
First of all, I like that guy. He's actually really funny. I liked his energy. So I'm going to go for it. Oh, again, only because of him and you now.
So first of all, I want you to expose your Twinkie.
Oh, my gosh.
Am I doing cheese and then wiener or wiener than cheese? Aesthetically, for me, it has to feel like somewhat normal, even though this is not normal. All right, ready?
Yep. Hold on.
And for anyone listening, Tiffany is making a Twinkie and a hot dog. Hot dog and a Twinkie.
Oh, my God. This is so gross.
Ew. All right.
Are we ready for this? We're doing this.
Are we
going
to watch this?
No, we can stop it right now. We get the point. And Tiffany's obviously been very busy. Season 2 of Deliciousness also premiered on Monday, March 22nd. Tune in to season two. We don't have to play the clip, but my kids love Deliciousness. We record it and watch it every week. And I love her wardrobe there. I say that every time we talk about it. I love her styling. So Tiffany.
Someone I love.
And Celebrity Sleepover. Ooh, Ian. Yes. This was a cute pic he posted of his daughters on the beach celebrating spring. I love seeing all the cast members with their kids. Great picture. Ian just looks like such a fun dad. Love it.
He does. He looks like a fun dude to just hang out with too.
Oh, I would love to hang out with Ian, you know, just
like I imagine like I'd sleep over. I don't know why, because of the Celebrity Sleepover. And like wake up and he'd be like, yo, bro, guess what, man? I just made you some
Bloody Marys.
Some poached eggs. You know what I mean? Because he does all that cooking stuff. And then we'd like do it on Instagram or something. I don't know.
Poached eggs. Good memory. He posted that poached eggs video not too long ago.
Yo,
good
man. Good memory, Pete. I'm going to deep fry a turkey. Are you sure? You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. It would be fun. It would be like Pete and Ian frying. There you go.
Ian frying.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And then you sent me this.
I did. Throwback Thursday photo. That is Shannon and her dad. She's so cute. I mean, God, her bangs and hair are just so on point, even way back then. Such a cute picture. I love that. Love all the throwbacks. Love Shannon. Of course, we'd love to talk to Shannon on the show
one day.
Sometime. Hopefully
it's going to happen. I know it. I feel it. I don't know when. I don't know how. I don't know why, but it will
happen. I hope so. Goodness. Whew.
Okay. I don't see any other things. Let me see if there's a clip.
I think we had one more video. I think it was a Lindsay video that she had posted this week. That was really cute. How could you forget Lindsay? I mean, you guys have an upcoming podcast happening.
Well, we have some stuff going on. Yes.
Full body slate. Yes. Love it. She's so pretty. I just love her. And she's just so nice. I mean, even hearing you talk about her and how, you know, you guys are getting along. It's just nice.
But she's just such a sweet person, and I'm excited. We do have something that we're planning. We're in planning stages, so I can't really talk too much about it. But it's going really well, and we talked and stuff, and she's just awesome, and it's going to be really fun. Hoping that it happens and everybody gets to see it, because I think you're all going to really enjoy what it is.
Yay! And
she's so cute in that video too. Did I talk about Kathleen enough this week? I don't know.
I think you did. I think we have the gist that you are a Claire. You know, for anyone watching and listening, do you have the gist? Drop a comment and tell us.
Yeah. I mean, did I talk enough about Claire?
Was it clear enough?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. All right. So listen, this has been a great week of 90210 stuff. Next week, like I said, we're pre-recording some things because I have a busy schedule. I'm shooting. Ray Pruitt said that to Donna. I don't know if you remember that. Busy schedule.
Clever. I like what you did
there. Yeah. I have a busy schedule Monday and Wednesday shooting another documentary. So we're going to pre-record everything Tuesday, and we'll drop Wednesday, and we're covering spring training, and we're going to cover that flag football game. So it's going to be a blast.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm coming on for that one, right?
I was hoping.
I mean, I was kind of planning on it, but we didn't, you know, confirm. So yes, I'll be there.
Yeah. I was like, I hope she will. Yes.
I mean, of course, I love baseball and spring training, and I loved visiting that park, you know, with you guys a few months back. So
and I love, yes. I think you're all going to love this. I think it's going to become like a sleeper hit episode because of what's going on.
Love
all right,
it.
Guys, this has been great. Melanie, anything else?
That's it. Thank you guys for watching. Remember to visit 90210hunts.com. Sign up for me and Teen Drama Horse trivia event. And with that, 9021 out.